Reading from Hosea, chapter 10, just one verse, verse 12. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Thank you, Lord, for your word this morning. We pray that you'll speak to us in Jesus' name. May we know the anointing of your Holy Spirit upon us, Lord. Every one of us this morning, Lord. Amen. That overflowing fullness, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to read to you something this morning that I've never shared with anybody, which was given in November 1994. 20th November 1994. I just felt the Lord laid this on my heart and I wrote it down. And I felt the Lord was speaking to me. And it just felt right this morning, along with this scripture, to speak about these ideas. This is what was laid on my heart at that time. We were, at the time in 1994, quite a much bigger church, with quite a lot of people, quite a big young people's group going at the time, and things were going quite well. One or two words of discontent, I think, and I was weighing this in my heart and praying to the Lord, and this is what came. There will be many disappointed and disillusioned people. You must remain strong in the Lord, in his word, and in the power of his might. Many will need to find the old paths. Many will need to be built up. Many will have lives empty and devoid of spiritual strength. They've chosen a pathway that demands nothing, a pathway that leads nowhere, a pathway that seems to them to be right, but there's no fruit that remains. Be patient. Be strong. There will be many, and I will appoint a place for you. This will be wider than Pitsy. Be ready always. And I believe the Lord, 25 years ago, and it's kept that time, I believe that now there might be a time and an opportunity for the Lord to move in the hearts and lives of men and women in this area, in this church. It's a problem. It's still a problem. Many Christians today have chosen a pathway that demands nothing. Living life as usual, popping into church on Sunday. Don't want any responsibility. Don't want to do anything. Don't want to say anything. This is not the Christianity of the New Testament.
That's right.
Those who were saved became servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who were saved became active for him. Their sole aim was to do the will of God, to reach out to the lost, to give him praise and to give him glory. It wasn't about church attendance.
Right.
Read the Bible. They met together, as you read through the book of Acts, every day.
Yes.
Every day they were reaching out. On a Saturday. Ah, Saturday's my day. And the other five. The Lord says here, in Hosea chapter 10, and I believe now is the time.
Yeah.
Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Now is the time, as we face 2020. Nothing to do with vision, it's next year.
Right.
The past failure, wrong seeking, for self, not for the Lord. It's a problem. Self wants to be first. And if I can fit something in for the Lord, I will. There's got to be a change in these last days. There's got to be a change so that we can be seen to be like the New Testament church in the book of Acts, moving in the power of the Spirit of God, where every day and every moment was for the Lord. Oh, that's too much to ask. Well, that's what being a Christian is. If you haven't got that, then you're just a churchgoer. We don't want to be simply churchgoers. We want to meet together, but we want to be those who are saved, whose lives have been changed,
yes,
and we're moving out for the Lord.
Amen.
In the past, they were seeking for the wrong things. In the past, they were seeking for the things that were for self and not for the Lord. And if it fits in with my plans, if it fits in with, if it suits me, then so it will be. Listen, Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 45 verse 5, gives a warning which comes down to us today. We think about our needs, our wants. We're at the centre of it all. And what does Jeremiah say? It's Jeremiah 45 verse 5. He says, "Do you seek great things for yourself? Seek them not. Seek what the will of God is. Seek what the will of God is." What then? 2020. Just a couple of weeks' time, a few weeks' time. Forget about the politics. Forget about what's going on. It's a distraction. What's the Lord want? 2020 is coming. It is time to seek the Lord.
Amen.
Hosea says here, "Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he come and rain righteousness upon you." It's time to seek the Lord. In Psalm 34 verse 10, the Lord says to us these words, "They that seek the Lord," it's time to seek the Lord, "they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing."
Yes.
The Lord will provide. As the Lord leads and guides, maybe through some difficult circumstances, the Lord will provide.
Yes.
There's a principle at work. If self and its wants and so on are at the centre, then there are problems. It's time to seek the Lord. It's time to seek the Lord. Not my will, but your will be done.
Yeah.
Let's come back to it again. Not my will, but your will be done. Sometimes we have excuses that we offer the Lord, and really what we're saying is, "I don't want to do that, Lord. It's not my will to do that. I've got other things to do. I've got other things to occupy myself with.
Yeah.
And I've got to do those things." No, the Lord says, "Put me first.
Yeah.
Put me first." Here in Hosea, Hosea says, "Sow to yourselves in righteousness." The Bible says in the New Testament, in Galatians chapter 6, it says, "Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap." If you're sowing for yourself, it's going to create problems. "Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit" —
yes —
"reap life everlasting."
Amen.
"Sow to yourselves," says Hosea, "in righteousness." Stop sowing seeds of discontent. Stop sowing seeds of criticism. Stop sowing seeds of moaning about this and moaning about that. Nothing ever happens. "Sow to yourselves in righteousness." If you're sowing to those other things, what are you going to reap? Thorns and thistles that hurt us ourselves. You say, "But I've got so many things to think about. I've got so many things to provide for. There's so much I've got to do for me, my family, my situation, my work, it's my all the time," and our excuses. And Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6, "Don't worry about what you shall eat, or what shall we drink, or what clothing shall we wear. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." When we put him first, he takes the worry out of the situation, and he provides all that we were worrying about, that we needed. "Sow to yourselves in righteousness." In righteousness. There's a message coming to us today in the age in which we live. Stop moaning. Stop finding fault. Sow good. Sow righteousness. Righteous seed. And what will happen? You will reap in mercy. Hallelujah. You will reap in mercy. In other words, not just what is for me, but others might be blessed as well.
That's right.
In Colossians 3 and verse 1. There's an exhortation there that Paul gives us.
Yeah.
"If you then..." And there's an "if" there. There's an "if." Because we have to notice that people's lives often reveal where they are with the Lord, or whether they're without the Lord. Whether they're just living for self, or whether they're living for the Lord. But he says, "If you then be risen with Christ, Seek those things which are above. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. I'm speaking to myself as much as to anybody else today. I believe these words were given to me. They're all speaking to me. But I want to share it with you this morning. Psalm 119, the longest psalm in the Bible. Verse 2. It says, blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. With the whole heart. There's a lot of half-hearted seeking. There's a lot of half-hearted seeking, which is an outward display, maybe just for Sunday. But then we're back to the world in the rest of the week and worldly pursuits and worldly things. The Lord says, blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. Let me say it again from Hosea. It is time to seek the Lord. It is time for us here in Pitsy to seek the Lord. Not just simply going through the motions week by week, but to seek the Lord, that we might see the Lord working in our midst. And the Lord says through Hosea, break up your fallow ground. What's fallow ground? It's ground that's not being used for anything.
Right.
Fallow ground that was just left to re-strengthen itself or whatever. It wasn't being used. And the Lord says, break up the fallow ground. It's lying idle. You're not doing anything in that area.
Right.
Let's get moving in every area of our lives that we might be wholly available to God in every area of our lives, every moment, every day. We can't have those areas that are lying idle. Or it's only half-hearted. Psalm 119, verse 2. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, that seek him with the whole heart. No area lying fallow. No area lying unused. Where are these areas in our lives today? Not being used for the Lord. Fallow, unfruitful. Break that ground up. Sow to yourselves. Sow the seed. That's what the ground is for. Sow seed to yourselves in righteousness. Make it fruitful for God. In Psalm 63, in verse 1, it says, O God, you are my God. Can you say that this morning? O God, you are my God. If you're saved, if you're born again in the Spirit, that's your prayer. That's your adoration. Lord, O God, you are my God. Then what does he say? Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see your power and your glory, so as I have seen you in the sanctuary. Or is that the desire? Is that the yearning of your heart this morning? The yearning to see the power and the glory of the Lord manifested as we can see it and witness in the sanctuary if we spend time with the Lord? Or where once areas of life unused and wasted, they can now be abundantly full, abounding and full. It's time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. It's time to seek the Lord. Listen to the word of the Lord this morning. Jeremiah had a word to speak about to his people. It's about his people returning to him. In Jeremiah 29, verse 13 and 14, Jeremiah says, he's speaking, it's the Lord speaking through Jeremiah to the people of God, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, says the Lord. It's not difficult. The Lord says, I'll be found of you. But if you seek for me with all your heart, sow to yourselves in righteousness, the things of God. Reap in mercy. We're looking for results. We're looking for the harvest. Reap in mercy. It's not always in the what's in it for me attitude. Well, I'll do it if there's something in it for me. I'll do it if I'm going to get a blessing out of it. No, sometimes it can be hard. Sometimes it can be difficult. Sometimes it may demand a price. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. The Lord says it's more blessed to give than to receive. Break up your fallow ground. Don't let areas of your life lie waste. It's time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. And when there's righteousness manifested in the people of God, then people who aren't saved will take notice. That's the life they want. That's the life they want that brings peace with the Lord. Let's seek the Lord this morning. Let me read that verse to you one more time. In conclusion, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it's time to seek the Lord, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Let's seek him with all our hearts, with all our soul, and let's respond in faith to obey and to do all that he shows us to do, that many souls in this area might be saved, and that the Lord will be exalted and magnified in this area. And those who have chosen a pathway that demands nothing, a pathway that leads nowhere, a pathway that seems to them to be right, but there's no fruit that remains. Maybe there are some here for whom that is true. A pathway that demands nothing, a pathway that leads nowhere, a pathway that seems to be right, but there's no fruit that remains. Let's reach out this morning. Say, Lord, here am I. Use me. Use me. Be glorified in my life. And may souls be saved in this area as the message of salvation is proclaimed and shared. And this morning, your life can be useful for the Lord. My life can be useful for the Lord. Maybe you feel your life has been on hold. Maybe you feel that you've really not done much at all. Well, here's the challenge this morning. Surrender all to him. Surrender all to him. Be ready, available, to be used, and to give your all for him. In Jesus' name. Now is the time to seek the Lord.